Welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner-friendly, super practical Ableton Live 12 workflow, turning a funky drummer-style break into a tight, modern drum and bass percussion layer using breakbeat surgery. The goal is not to make the break your main drums. The goal is to steal the groove. We want the ghost notes, the shuffle, the little hat ticks, the room texture, and we want it sitting underneath modern punchy kick and snare, like a proper DJ tool layer that rolls. By the end, you'll have a reusable sliced break rack, a clean percussion layer that doesn't muddy your mix, and a simple 16 to 32 bar layout you can drop into intros and drops. Alright, let's build it. First, set up your session like a DNB default. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is totally fine, but we'll live at 174. Turn on the metronome and give yourself a 1 bar count in. It's a small thing, but it keeps you sane. Now create 2 MIDI tracks. Name the first one drums, main. Name the second one drums, break layer. Quick mindset check. Your main track is the modern anchor. Your break track is the funk glue. Now step 1. Import the break and prep it. Tight timing first, always. Drag your funky drummer break onto an audio track for now. Temporary audio track, just to get it warped and sliced. Click the clip. Go down to clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. And set the transient grid starting point to 1/16. Turn loop on, and set the loop to 1 bar. If your break is a 2 bar phrase and it feels better that way, go 2 bars. But 1 bar makes this super repeatable. Now find the first clear downbeat transient. The first real one. Right click and choose warp from here, straight. Then adjust your start marker, so that first kick lands exactly on 1.1.1. Here's the target. It should loop clean at 174 without that flammy, drifting feel. If it feels like it's dragging or rushing by the end of the bar, fix that now. Extra coach note, don't go warp marker crazy. After warp from here straight, only correct the big obvious drifts, usually snare on 2 and snare on 4. Too many warp markers can add little time stretch artifacts that turn hats into zipper noises at 174. So keep it clean and minimal. Also, quick tip before slicing. If you have multiple funky drummer versions, pick the one with the cleanest hats and the least nasty tape hiss. Dirtied is fine. You just want controllable dirty. A fast test is, temporarily high pass it, loop 1 bar, and listen to just the hats. If they already feel brittle, you're going to fight them later. Cool. Now step 2. Slice to drum rack. This is where the surgery begins. Right-click your warped audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the slicing options, slice by transients. 1 slice per transient. Slicing preset. The default built-in is fine. Hit OK. Ableton creates a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that recreates the original break timing. Rename that new track break, sliced. Now step 3. Turn that sliced break into a percussion layer, not your main drums. We're going to clean it like a professional layer. First, stop the low end from messing up your kick. On break, sliced. At EQ 8, turn on a high-pass filter around 140 to 220 Hz, start around 180 and adjust. If it's still boomy, use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. If it feels boxy, add a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Teacher tip, don't overthink the exact number. The correct frequency is the one where the break stops, implying a kick drum. Next, shape the transients. Add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Use your ears, not your eyes. Turn boom off. You already filtered the lows, and boom will sneak mud back in. Turn transients up, somewhere between plus 10 and plus 30. Adjust damp if the top end gets pokey. Then glue it a little. Add glue compressor. Subtle. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And use makeup gain only if you need it. Don't chase loudness. We're building control. Now step 4. The real breakbeat surgery. We reduce the rack to useful slices only. Open the drum rack chain list. And start auditioning slices. Use pad solo to go fast. You're listening for the gold. Tight hats, ghost snares, rim ticks, little shuffles, room texture. And you're avoiding slices that are basically kick or sub energy, because that's going to fight your modern kick. So mute or delete the slices that are mostly low-end impact. Keep a handful of character slices, often somewhere between 8 and 14 pads. Here's a workflow move that saves you a ton of time. Create a keeper pads row. Once you find the good slices, move them so they sit next to each other on adjacent pads, like starting at C1 and going upward. Leave the junk scattered somewhere else. Now when you edit MIDI, all your usable notes live in one octave. It's faster and you stay creative. Another slicing tweak. Go into Simpler on your hat and ghost slices, and set them to trigger mode instead of gate. That way even short MIDI notes fire consistently. For longer room slices, keep gate so note length can control the tail. Optional but extremely helpful. Put hat-like slices into a choke group. That stops hats from smearing into each other and turning into a wash. Now step 5. Build your modern D&B backbone. Go to Drums, Main. Create a drum rock. Load a punchy kick, short and tight. Load a snare that has body and crack. Classic D&B snare energy. Optionally, add a clean closed hat, but don't overbuild this. Program a simple two-step pattern. 1 bar. Kick on 1.1.1 and 1.3.1, snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's your anchor. That is the grid the DJ can trust. Now step 6. Resequence the break as a layer, the rolling part. Take the MIDI clip from break, sliced and duplicate it so you can experiment without losing the original. Open the MIDI notes. Now you're going to simplify on purpose. Keep the busiest hat and ghost lanes. Reduce anything that clashes with your main snare on 2 and 4. Beginner-friendly method. Delete the slice hits that land exactly on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1, because your main snare is there. Keep the ghost hits just before 2 and 4. Those pickups create that forward push. If the hats are too dense, thin them. A quick move is deleting every second 1/16 hit until it breathes. Now let's make it feel human without getting messy. D&B feel trick. Nudge a few ghost hits slightly late, like 1 to 6 milliseconds, for swing. Keep the main kick and snare on grid. In live you can do this with note nudge in the MIDI editor, or with track delay. And keep it subtle. If you can obviously hear the timing shift, you probably overdid it. And here's a realism knob most beginners ignore. Velocity. If your break layer feels loud but flat, don't reach for more compression first. Try setting ghosts around 15 to 45 velocity. Main hat ticks around 50 to 85. And occasional accents around 95 to 110. That alone can make the layer feel like a drummer again, even when it's filtered. Now step 7. Tighten timing with groove pool. Swing that still hits hard. Open the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing. Start around 55 to 58% swing. Drag that groove onto the break. Sliced MIDI clip only. Not on your main drums. Keep the main mostly straight so it stays punchy and DJ friendly. In the groove settings, try tightening 20 to 40%. Velocity 10 to 25% for life. Random 0 to 5% if you want a tiny bit of imperfection, but don't overdo it. Now step 8. Sidechain the break layer under the main kick and snare. This is how you get clean layering without constant EQ battles. On break, sliced, add a compressor. Turn sidechain on. Set Audino from to drums. Main. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio 3 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick and snare hit. Now the break ducks politely when the main hits land, and it fills the gaps with groove. That's the whole game. Quick truth check. Temporarily mute your main drums and listen to only the break layer at low volume. If the break alone still feels like it's delivering a strong kick and snare, you haven't removed enough impact. Go back, high pass a bit more, and remove more 2 and 4 collisions. Now step 9. Make it a DJ tool with macros. Group your break processing into an audio effect rack on the break track and create macros. Map a high pass filter macro so you can sweep from about 80 up to 500 Hz. Map a crunch macro to drum bus drive, like 0 up to 25%. Map a tightness macro to drum bus transients, like 0 up to +40. Map a room cut macro to an EQ dip around 300 to 600. Map an air macro to a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. And map duck amount to the sidechain compressor threshold. Now you can perform the break layer like a DJ. Filter it up for intros, crunch it for energy, tighten it for drops. Duck it harder when things get busy. If you want it darker and heavier, here are a few quick upgrades. You can make the break mid-only by rolling off extreme highs above 14 to 16 kHz, so it's gritty not fizzy. You can narrow the stereo with utility, width around 60 to 90%, so your bass owns the wide space. And if the hats get sharp after saturation, yes, you can DS drums. Use multiband dynamics gently on the high band so it only tames spikes. Now step 10. Arrangement. Let's make a 16 to 32 bar structure that screams drum and bass, but stays mix friendly. Try a 16 bar intro, bars 1 to 8, break layer only, and slowly open the high-pass filter macro like a narrative. Bars 9 to 16. Bring in the main kick and snare quietly, maybe tease the bass. Then the drop, 16 bars. Bars 17 to 24. Full main plus break layer, side-chained. Bars 25 to 32. Add one variation so it evolves. Easy variations every 8 bars. One bar mute of the break layer. Silence equals impact. A quick 1/8 snare fill using break slices. Or reverse a single tail slice right before a snare, so it sucks into the hit without needing big effects. If you want to get fancy later, you can create two groove banks, as a steady roller, B as a more syncopated version. Then you can swap every 8 bars for movement without changing the whole kit. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Leaving low end in the break. That makes your kick weak and your mix muddy. High pass it, and keep drum bus boom off. Number 2. The break fighting your snare on 2 and 4. Remove those hits and keep the ghosts around them. Number 3. Over swinging everything. Groove the break lightly. Keep main drums tight. Number 4. Too much saturation and suddenly your hats are sandpaper. EQ before or after distortion, and tame that 8 to 12k area if needed. And number 5. Not gain staging. Keep the break layer quieter than the main. A good ballpark is the break peaking around -8 to -12 dB before bus processing, depending on your samples.